Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? I'm your host, Angel Saunders. Tonight, we're talking breakups, makeups, and a whole lot of shakeups. The Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show starts now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey!
We're back!
Yes! Oh, I'm helping a lot. Sorry, guys.
All right, you guys, so we missed you last week because, of course, it was the holidays, it was Thanksgiving, so,
Thanks.
We were giving thanks, had to spend some time with our family and friends. We hope that you had the chance to do the same, but we are back tonight with two episodes, episode 4 and 5 of season 10. We're talking Jamaican Jailbait and Cut from a Different Cloth, but before we even get into all that juiciness, I mean, what did you think about these two episodes? We're finally on vacation.
Oh my goodness. Mayhem and foolishness. You know how I do with that. And Jackie.
Yeah.
Jackie. We need to have a conversation later, but that's fine. We'll hold that for a minute.
We will get to all that tea, but I'm your host, Angel Saunders, from last season of Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm sorry, before we started talking, we were talking about Jersey and Jersey Shore, and we were just talking about how much we love Jersey. We've got Russell Ray Silva from
back in the house.
Also last season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, these last two episodes, we find ourselves in Jamaica.
Yes.
We've got Jamaican Jailbait and Cut from a Different Cloth, like I said, but before we even get to Jamaica, we have Jackie and Jennifer. They are reunited once again, and I'm just happy to see those two together. Jackie invites Jennifer over to her kids' party, and let's talk about that. What were your thoughts on that, Russell?
I appreciate that they've squashed their beef.
Yeah.
However, I don't think it's settled with Jackie because she does hang on to things.
Yeah.
But all the girls hang on to things. So it's nothing new. And Jennifer's just a mess. Okay.
I can agree.
She's a mess because she needs to keep all them kids under control. But I mean, at the end of the day, if you really think about it, kids are really what bring us all together.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be in that house if it wasn't for those kids.
Yeah.
So I can appreciate that.
No, that's true. I mean, it was a kids' party. But I think that Jackie and Jennifer are going to stay friends. They have their little small disagreements, which we saw later on the episode. But it wasn't anything major. And I think that Jackie can move past it because she got the apology from Jennifer. But I do think that Jennifer is a mess, but it's more like it's entertaining, but what I appreciated about this party so much was that Jackie was not extravagant with this. She had a house party for the kids with pizza, and she gave them like little footballs, little styrofoam
footballs
as party favors. And it's so regular. It's not like the over the top when they were like making fun of Jennifer's house because it's like it looks cold like a museum. It doesn't look like a home. And then we also saw Margaret, who is going through financial issues. She's in a whole lot of debt.
Okay.
So it's like, don't live above your means.
Yes.
Like, we get it. You guys have money. That doesn't mean that you have to have an elephant at your kid's 6th birthday party. I don't know how old he made, but you don't need an elephant. Like, just have some pizza and the kids have fun.
The lawsuit against Margaret. Like, okay, so I don't know if you recall this, but back in the reunion a couple seasons ago, she mentioned that it's normal practice to be sued by other companies, which means you're successful. First of all, I love me some Margaret, but that is not the case, okay?
Yeah, that's normal to be sued.
No.
What?
I mean, it's normal to have haters, and it's normal to have speculation, and, you know, she creeped on her husband.
And drama.
She might be creeping on this husband. You know, a lot of things going on. But it's not normal to be sued. I mean, to have it's a $12 million lawsuit, which she settled out of court for $300,000.
Right?
That's just one of them. A lien on her property. She had to file bankruptcy on her business. That's some serious stuff.
No, that would stress me out. $12 million alone, and that's just only one of the lawsuits that she's facing. And that's why I appreciated Jackie so much for literally just having the pizza party at her kid's house. And the only kids that were complaining were Jennifer's kids, talking about they don't want to be outside. They don't want to run around. And it's like, before all these iPhones and, you know, all that stuff, that's how we did. We played outside. Like, it literally was just like such a relief to see that.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy Jackie's party. Like, I'm sure our viewers enjoy talking to us about stuff like this too.
Yes, you guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we do just want to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk and for continuing to help us grow. We love it here at AfterBuzz. If you're on YouTube right now, hit the subscribe button. Send us a comment. Let me know what you want, what you all think about these two episodes in the comments, and I'll respond to you and I'll give you guys some shout outs. I know we have regulars that come in and we really do appreciate you. No matter where you are, you can always leave us a conversation. You can always rewatch our episodes and judge us and our fabulousness or our not so good fabulousness. Being a part of AfterBuzz has just meant so much to all of us, including Angel. And we truly do appreciate you guys. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a rating, give us 5 stars. And let us know what you think. We're
right,
here.
Right.
We're here for you. We're doing this for you. You're welcome.
And I love that Russell's got his laptop out. So yes. Definitely, if you guys have something to say, good, bad, whatever, we're not judging. So just, you know, drop us a line in the comments.
Jules and Andrea Lester, it's their first time in the group chat with us. Aww. So we want to welcome you guys.
Yay.
Tell us all the tea you want to know, any of the gossip that you want to hear. We'll fill you in.
Right. And just like talk about the episode. But just like, you know, we love our fans. They love their family on this show, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And we also saw that Melissa and Joe are thinking about growing their family. They went to a fertility clinic, mm-hmm. and Joe is hilarious. Like,
okay, Joe is nasty.
He is. I mean, I feel like I talk about this so much. I will never get over the fact last season when Joe was like licking Melissa's toes after she had been walking around in sandals all day. Like, okay. Anyone knows if you're walking around in sandals, flip flops, anything, that dirt is still gonna get on your feet. So it's like, He loves him. Joe loves him some Melissa.
Joe, hear me out. If you second Melissa's toes after she walked around the neighborhood, that's how you get athlete's mouth.
That's how
okay,
you get.
Nasty.
I can't
you have
even.
Some listering right.
I don't know. Mono, just whatever. I don't know. It's just, you shouldn't do it. If she's straight out the shower, straight out the bath, great. But walking around on the island, getting off the boat.
Angel knows what's up.
we don't do the toe eating around here. But
Jules don't think they need another kid, by the way. She's from New York. So we got the
Jules
East
doesn't
Coast
think so.
No, she does not think that they need a new kid. But you have to remember, Melissa dropped that bomb on E's Daily Pop.
Oh, yeah.
She was pregnant, and then she said, no, we're pregnant with the show, girl.
And that was the worst cover-up. That was literally, we talked about that like 2 weeks ago, and I already forgot about it, but thank you for bringing that up. Because
no one
it's
says
literally,
that.
No, that was the worst Nobody. Cover-up. But the fact that she said that she was pregnant a couple weeks ago, and then we see on this episode tonight, well, last week's episode, because we're catching up, we saw on last week's episode that they did visit a fertility clinic. So I think she for sure has a bun in the oven. And like, after seeing this, but
I've heard pregnant mind. I've never heard pregnant with the show.
Pregnant with the show. That literally makes no sense, but I love that that's the first thing that came to her mind to try to cover it up. But I mean, they say, you know, Italians are big on family and things like that. So, yeah. I mean, why not keep growing? They definitely have the money to do it as long as you're, you know, in a loving relationship and you can take care of the kid.
Yes.
Why not? And she says that she's getting baby fever because her kids are growing up and, you know, her clock's ticking. She's 40 or about to be 40 or whatever. So, you know, she wants the little baby. They're adorable.
At 40? Look, if it's your first kid, that's... Okay, let's just talk about this for a minute. Why would you want to do that to yourself all over again? They're just on their way out. You guys are in your prime. Melissa and Joe are sexy. Joe lifts. He hits a squat rack, which I highly appreciate. Melissa hits a squat rack, which I highly appreciate. And you can go have another child.
I mean, they are a great looking couple. But I mean, when you have that feeling that, oh my gosh, I want a baby. And yes, she already has kids. But at the same time, like she says, they're growing up. And I'm a huge Kardashian fan. And it's just like, you know, Kourtney seems to enjoy childbirth and things like that. Like some people are just, they have easy pregnancies. I don't know if you know this particular singer, Kiki Wyatt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got like 10 kids. Literally, she's been pregnant her entire adult life. Like, every time she has one kid, like, she goes through the little, I guess, what, 6 weeks where you can't have any intercourse or anything like that because you have to heal up. And then she gets
I'm
pregnant
sure
again.
Joe and Melissa would figure it out.
Right. They will for sure figure it out because they love each other. So they visit the fertility clinic and so they're thinking about freezing the eggs and things. So they say on the show that they aren't making any final decisions. But I don't know. After that slip up that Melissa did 2 weeks ago.
I definitely think they have a surrogate.
A surrogate, maybe.
Definitely. A surrogate. Yeah. Because Melissa's posted pictures on social media and she does not look pregnant. However, when she did that slip up on E's Pop of Culture, or E's Daily Pop, sorry.
Yeah.
She said, wait, no. First of all, Melissa, that's not here to play something off. You say, oh, yeah, we're pregnant. Yeah, like I said, we're pregnant with the show.
Yeah, she made it super obvious.
That's already conceived and it ain't going nowhere. She didn't play it off very well.
Yeah, and I guess if she was like pregnant herself, then of course we would see a bump or something mm-hmm. by now, because these shows are filmed like so far in advance. Mm-hmm. So I figure we would have known. But either way, surrogate or herself, and she's just carrying small, I do think that there is a bun in the oven. So they'll get that baby number 4 and their family will grow and it'll be a fun time.
4 is good. I'm number 4.
Okay.
And I'm perfect.
He is perfect. But, I mean, the family dynamic is fun. Their trip to Jamaica.
Yaman.
Yaman. Now, look, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, because when Jennifer was riding around on a little scooter, she kept saying, Yaman. And Margaret's like, what grown adult is riding around saying Yaman in Jamaica? And I'm like, that would be me. Like, if I was in Jamaica and I'm fresh off the flight, I probably had some drinks on the flight or got one when we landed.
Yes.
Even if I didn't, like, it's beautiful. You're on vacation. Have fun. I would be saying Yaman the whole trip. Like,
first of all, when she came out and she said Yaman, the first thing that came to my mind was, give a little bit and let them know, Shaggy. I was like, okay.
Right. No, they were having fun on that trip. It was Jennifer's birthday trip. I mean, why should she be all uptight or anything?
She should be
like
wild and ratchet. She's like that on a regular.
She
Jennifer,
definitely,
we appreciate it.
She definitely does not know how to hold secrets once the liquor starts flowing. Mm-hmm. But we will also get into that, because that's one of the reasons why we have our next topic of Jackie and Dolores, who had like a big falling out because birthday girl Jennifer did not know how to keep her mouth shut once the drink started flowing. So what do you think about this Jackie and Dolores thing?
Okay, I don't like that. I get it. Not everybody's a cut of the same cloth. It's true.
Yeah.
There's people that I don't mix with, but I can be cordial with them in the same room, and I can address them. And you address and you move on.
Right.
You don't be fake with me. I don't want to be fake with you. Hello, how are you? Topical conversation. And I feel like that's how their conversation has been.
Mm-hmm.
But for Jennifer to say that she didn't think... she doesn't like her.
Yeah.
That Dolores doesn't like Jackie. Allowed this to just be propelled into a whole nother direction. Because I feel like Jackie was offended for no reason.
And
you know if somebody is liking you or if someone's feeling your vibe or not.
And I completely disagree with that. I do, but
it's
a healthy disagreement because, okay, so my reasoning for this is, if someone doesn't like me, fine. I could honestly care less. Like you said, you know, I don't have to speak to you, but we can be in the same room. Like, I don't have to, I hate this person. I'm not going to be like that.
I am.
But...
I too.
But the whole thing is, I thought that Jackie and Dolores were cool. We did see them like have, you know, friendships or hang out. There even was a flashback when Dolores invited Jackie to the women's shelter, and like mm-hmm. she was, you know, bonding with her there. So it's like, if you don't like me, fine. But if I'm hanging out with you and I'm under the impression that we're friends, and then we're all having dinner together on vacation, and someone's like, yeah, she doesn't even like you, and I'm gonna be like,
but are they friends or are they castmates?
I don't know, but I feel like...
Because look at how many seasons Danielle didn't stay on very long. Danielle wasn't on for very many seasons.
Yeah.
But she was still castmates, and she like was not involved with Caroline,
I don't know. Danielle's Jacqueline. A different story. Danielle is very problematic, and I honestly...
Speaking of her, she's been missing.
She has been missing, and it's been fine.
Okay. I kind of miss her.
She'll be back. She
do you think so? Because, like, she's not doing any press right now. She wants exclusive rights to anything that she's doing. And she won't do any press if any of the girls have anything to say with it.
I think she'll be. I think she'll be back for the simple fact that she brings drama, and it's a reality show. So even if the girls don't get along with her, I'm sure the producers love her because she's drama. So why not have her on? But as far as the whole Jackie and Dolores thing, how they're like, Jackie, you don't let things go literally for an entire season. For an entire season, Teresa. Yes. was not getting along with Melissa, talking about, yes, you're the reason why Joe doesn't come see his dad and blah blah blah, like that, and it was annoying for me to watch because it's like, okay, Teresa, I know that's not your storyline. Yeah. I know you got some other interesting things happening in your life that, like, why do you keep talking about this for the whole season? It's literally like, shut up. But y'all talking about Jackie doesn't let stuff go. Like, I don't have a problem with Jackie. And I really think that her and Dolores were like cool. So it's not, oh, she doesn't like you, because I could care less if someone doesn't like me. But if I think you're my friend and I'm hanging out with you and you're inviting me to things, I'm like, oh yeah, I like her. She don't like you. I'm like, that's what I think the issue
is. I'm a little petty, so I would have said something back.
I mean, for
like,
sure.
Oh, well, she doesn't like you. I'm like, oh, well, who said we were ever friends? Boom! Light out the window. Mm.
I mean, I probably would have thought of that after the fact. You know, you always think of, like, better stuff to say after the argument. I hate it, too. But I think, honestly, in the moment,
and then you practice later.
Yeah. You sit in the mirror and be like you argue with yourself and stuff. But I think that in the moment, I for sure would have been like, I thought we were friends. Not that week, but I would have been like, I would have been taken aback by it.
I don't know if I would have been taken back by it. I really don't.
Yeah.
Especially from Teresa. Like, come on. Teresa's a bad judge of character, and she's a bad friend. She really is.
And honestly,
now, if I would have heard Melissa doesn't like you, and she doesn't consider you a friend towards Jackie, that would have caught me off guard had I been Jackie. But Dolores is good, and I love me some Dolores, but she's good friends with Teresa, and so she's loyal to Teresa.
You know what? And I honestly do like Dolores. Mm-hmm. I just didn't understand her issue with Jackie. Dolores has seemed, like, very neutral in past episodes, mm-hmm, and very mature, and she seems like a fun person. I do like Dolores. I just don't understand her beef with Jackie. But as far as Teresa goes, like, literally earlier I was watching, like, a marathon of old episodes, and there was like the reunion show, and they were talking about Teresa's cookbook, mm-hmm, when she is supposed to be a cookbook, and she just put all this drama about, yes, because my sister-in-law copies off of me, and she went, mm-hmm, and got the exact same patio furniture, mm-hmm, and this she's talking about, like, yeah, they're using their kids to be strippers for the car wash, and it's like, why are you putting this drama in your cookbook? Yes. You're trying to, one, sell copies, and two, just be messy. And I'm like, has Teresa always been like this? How can y'all talk about Jackie when y'all have Teresa for a whole season? He doesn't come see his dad because of you. You're not making it. Like, shut up, please.
I will say that out of the girls, and I know this is a little off topic, but Jackie is the only one who sticks to her housewife tagline. Mm-hmm. Like, this soccer mom may drive a minivan, but she won't roll up for no one. And she hasn't rolled over for anybody. Yeah. She really hasn't.
Yeah.
She hasn't.
I think she takes up for herself. She also doesn't have a problem making up with people, mm-hmm, or saying, you know, well, I mean, maybe it took her a little bit to say she was wrong with the article. Even though, no, I don't even think the article was that bad. Because at the end, she ended it with, I hope that they stay the same sweet kids. So, I don't know.
Look, if I was a housewife, mm-hmm, and I was Jackie, I would change my tagline. It'd be very similar, but I'd change, yeah, my tagline to, I'm not just a soccer mom, I'll sock you and your mom.
Oh. No, look, and I think she
Jackie
will.
Needs to come guns blazing, and she needs to just stop putting the brakes on and just power through.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. And I think maybe she puts the brakes on because they keep, like, attacking her and claiming that she doesn't let stuff go. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's just like, all right, let me just shut up because they think I'm dragging it.
But she doesn't let anything go less than anybody else.
That's what I'm saying. I do feel like the other girls go for topics longer than her. Like, mm-hmm, like I just said with Teresa in the whole season. It was literally, I hated watching it. I'm like, shut up. So, yeah, whatever. So we had the Jackie and Dolores beef, and then that kind of reintroduced the Margaret and Teresa thing.
Yes.
Which we saw Teresa already saying that she felt like Margaret was, like, nagging, which I feel like was a bad friend move. Like, I don't know, like, talk to her about it.
Yeah. No, you're definitely right on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then, but I also think that Margaret maybe felt that Teresa felt that way because mm-hmm. Margaret was complaining a lot, especially like over the free hotel room. Mm-hmm. And I get it. The other girls, the four girls, their room was way bigger. They had their own pool on the patio. They had all that food. We still don't know. Did Jackie and Margaret have food in their room? Did we ever see any?
I don't think they did.
And then they had to walk so far. I mean, I get it. I would have felt left out. I would have been like, I'm sleeping in your bed, girl. I wouldn't even slept in. I don't know. I would have fell asleep in their room.
I think they got the better end of the stick.
Why?
Because
they had no food.
But it was two of them. You're right, because Margaret's broke. She can't buy no food.
Oh my God.
Margaret, I'm sorry, but you can't buy no food, girl. So you should have stayed with Teresa. You should have worked that out because she got money now that she already paid back her restitution. Okay.
But I don't know. I do feel like I would have felt a little bit left out because they were way on the other end. And it's like you got all the fun girls, but like Margaret doesn't drink and the rest of them were like, you know, turning up and stuff. And so maybe they wanted someone who was more fun. And then Jackie and Teresa didn't get along. So I understood the split. Mm-hmm. But y'all split really got to be on the other side of the resort.
It was legit, like
it was far. They said they walked the hour and maybe they... Maybe they did leave an hour ago because, one, they're in heels.
I don't think it was an hour.
But they were in heels and they're older. Maybe their feet were hurting.
Oh,
they walked the wrong way a couple times. So it could have been an hour. It was a long time. And I don't know. I don't know.
I get it. I'm sorry. I get a kick out of stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it still was a free room. And so it's like, soon as Margaret got there, instead of the girls, let me have a drink. Like, oh, she doesn't drink. I don't know. Just something to just like be friendly. It's complaining. Like, oh, our room was way in Jersey. It's like, okay, the room was far, but guess what? Did you pay for it? No, you're in Jamaica.
You're on a TV show.
Yeah.
You made it.
Like, I don't know. I don't think I would ever be that disrespectful. If somebody's giving me a free hotel room in Jamaica, like, are you kidding me?
Okay, but the rum situation, when mm-hmm. Margaret brought up the 21-year-old jail bait.
Yeah, that was another shady thing. There was the rum comment.
There was
the 21-year-old thing. And then I also feel like Margaret lied when she was like, yeah, because I didn't know that. I didn't even think about that when I brought that topic up. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
And I'm surprised Teresa didn't call her out more on it.
Well, Joe said Teresa has to marinate on it.
But that was the next day, remember? That was at the next dinner.
Yes, but Teresa does
she
marinate
needs to
on
marinate
things.
A little bit more, maybe. And then, rewind, y'all gonna say Jackie doesn't let things go, but Teresa's gonna come back be like, oh, so what did you say? What did you say? Like, she already brought it up once at the dinner. I bet you next episode she's gonna bring it up again.
But Teresa's always the victim.
No, she's
Teresa.
She's the starter. She's the bleep
victim.
Starter. Is
she
what
is, but she is always claiming to be the victim, and
she
that
claims
is not
it exactly
the case.
It's not the case
okay.
whatsoever.
You were caught. There are pictures of you with that man. You are nasty. I'm just kidding. No, but she was caught with. He's 25. He's a realtor. I mean, he's doing well for himself, so she decides to move on from Joe. Good job, Teresa, you cradle robber. You better.
I mean, yeah, he's legal. He's, you know, old enough or whatever. I guess the biggest issue was that her husband was still in jail, but...
I mean, look.
That's their relationship.
So I creep.
Hey. Okay. Hey, but while the girls were having fun in Jamaica, the guys were turning up too.
They were.
They had a poker night by Bill Aiden's house, who is Jennifer's husband.
Yes.
And I don't know, Bill doesn't seem like he knows how to let loose whatsoever.
He's kind of uptight.
Yeah.
Like,
so
really uptight.
I'm glad that we got to see like the guys because we don't see much of them.
Yeah, we don't.
Also, one thing that I noticed, Frank was there, but David was not.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, let's skid back to when all the girls were calling their spouses, mm-hmm. and Dolores called David, and he didn't answer. So she calls Frank right away. Like, Call your kid.
Man, look.
Teresa calls Gia. Call somebody else but your ex-husband. Call Frankie Jr. Dolores, get him that modeling contract. Get him a fitness contract.
I feel like literally every episode, we're like, why are they so close? There's nothing wrong with co-parenting. It is great that y'all get along. I'm so happy that y'all are raising y'all kids together. But you have a man. And I wonder, does he feel excluded? Because one, these guys are like having fun without him and stuff. Like, was he even invited? It's like Frank's always there. Even when they were packing for the trip, I don't know whose house they were at, but Frank is sitting in a bed while Dolores is standing there packing. Where is David?
Well,
Dolores has a man. Frank is not her man. He's there in the bed. He's there for poker night, hanging out with the husbands. Like, what is happening?
And then they're talking about the nasty. Yeah. Doing the nasty. And I was really surprised to hear that Margaret's Joe is 63 and that he said he can go three times a day. I was like,
I find that hard to believe.
TMI.
And even if he does, which I doubt, I don't want a visual. Not at all.
No. Now, Joe Gorga. I was here for when he was
like... Would you spy in their room?
Oh, would I spy? Hey, do y'all need some help? What you need me to do? I mean, and Melissa's fine. Okay?
No, they're fine. A good-looking couple.
Ooh.
Would you want to be like the smart TV spying on them? Like they said the FBI and stuff.
No, I would want to be like the commentator. Like,
okay.
Joe takes Melissa to the...
just sitting in a corner.
To the bedroom.
Just sitting in a corner and there's like a voice. No, that'd be great. We should see if they're into that. I doubt that they would be.
I thought it was so funny when he was like, if you're not getting it in more than two times a month or whatever, he's like, something's going on in your relationship. I was like, ooh.
No, but how did Bill pronounce that word?
Oh, wait. Let me find it. I wrote it down. Pornography.
Yeah, it's like, he's so uptight.
He's like, no, I don't watch pornography.
I just want him to, like, I feel like I talk about alcohol too much. By the way, I have not had any alcohol this month. It is December 4th. But no, I just want to see Bill get loose. Like, I don't know. He seems like he's super uptight a
Ronnie
lot.
Ronnie said that the only visual they want is of Melissa and Joe.
Yeah.
Oop.
Yeah, they're a hot couple. So.
And then Jules said Margaret is not a three times a dayer.
I don't see it. I really do not see it. But thank you guys so much for like listening and joining in on the chat because... I don't know. That's what these guys say that they do in their relationships. I don't know. But
that is a little TMI for TV, though. I mean, who do you think you are? Kim Kardashian?
I mean, but this is what the guys talk about when they get together. We never get a chance to see them. So we finally got a chance. Do you have any news? Any juicy news?
I do.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Yes. So Danielle is actually, it's rumored that she actually refused to continue filming for the season because the fact that she was made the villain and for the fact that they brought up the name Beverly, which she says has a dark past associated with the name, including, you know, being a victim of abuse. So she's also refusing to do press along with the girls. If the girls are involved with any press, she doesn't want anything to do with it. This from an inside source. And Melissa's convinced that although she knows Teresa loves Joe, that Teresa will be moving on without Joe. And Teresa has been spotted out with a divorce lawyer who is said to have given her options on what she can do on continuing a working parent relationship, but not a romantic relationship with Joe, and how they would divide things considering he's in Italy and she's in New Jersey. And that is your New Jersey's Housewives for today.
Well, for the news, I will say that maybe with Danielle, that maybe she is done filming, and maybe I was wrong because I was like, I'm sure she'll be back because it's drama and it makes for good TV. But at the same time, like, she needs her peace of mind, I guess. Yeah. And I don't know how familiar you are with Basketball Wives, but Drea, who used to be on the show,
yes.
She gave up filming, and her life has like really turned around. Like, she has her Mint Swim clothing line. She's got her nail salon that she just opened. By the way, I've been to her nail salon and it's really cute. And it's actually it's in Tarzana, so it's not like super far.
Okay.
And it's right next door to her swim store. So it's literally like she quit reality TV and she's opened two businesses right next to each other. Good. Salute a woman buying the block. And you know, she's doing the acting stuff. So sometimes, you know, reality TV can just be toxic. Some people do just want to leave it alone.
You know what?
I think Danielle's the toxic one, though.
But you have to remember, Danielle left Housewives, or she was not allowed to come back to Housewives. And then she was given her own show. And it was called Danielle Staub Italian something. It was a pilot season. It didn't get picked up. It didn't continue. So Housewives is really all she has.
Because she's not being smart, in my opinion. Because once you're on TV, you get the right management, or you get some gigs, and you spread your wings. Like, there's so many other things that she could do.
And you don't refuse free press. You do not refuse opportunities. I don't care who you are. I don't care what part of the industry you're from. You do not refuse opportunity when it comes your way. You take advantage of anything and everything that you can capitalize on. And I feel like she's made a bad move on her behalf, because if it's true and she didn't continue filming for the season because of her own preference, I'm sure Andy will find his way to bring her back for one or two.
Or maybe they won't because they don't like her attitude. I don't know. There's just,
because she wasn't at BravoCon.
Yeah,
at all. And
she's blocking her own blessings if she's just like being.
And Caroline
nasty
has also stated that she's not against coming back either. So that would definitely, I'm sure Caroline would speak in her contract somewhat that she would not film with Danielle.
Yeah.
Just like how Teresa has refused to film with Kathy or Jacqueline.
Yeah. And I mean, there's times when you honestly don't like a person and you don't want to give them any more press. Like, say, for example, someone like Teresa, who's like a fan favorite, if Teresa says, okay, I'm not filming if Danielle comes back, then they're going to go with the fan favorite. So it's like, and also if I'm speaking hypothetically, if you're Teresa and you don't like Danielle and you don't want to give her any press, so you're like, no, because if she comes on the show, then I'm helping her by giving her camera time. So in my contract, I'm not filming with her. So, I mean, I get it too. Because there's people who I may not care for that I'm like, I'm not doing it for them.
But I mean, on the real, Melissa and Joe should have their own spinoff. They can carry it. They're interesting enough. Joe is a smart man.
Yeah.
Melissa is cute. And she's like, she is the wife that's getting it done and doing things. She's one of the only housewives, by the way, who runs her business.
Yeah. Well,
and Jersey cast-wise.
Okay.
Throughout the seasons.
Yeah.
So please, you know, because Orange County, they've been doing it sometimes.
It could be a thought. I'm pretty sure that it's been talked about. And I mean, they've got the kids, they've got the family, they've got enough characters that they can do that. And they are a good looking couple. And
they are. They're fine. They're
Joe is hilarious.
He is.
The opening credits need to be him doing that fall. That has to be included in every episode, though. That
have
has
you ever
to be
fallen
the catch.
Like that?
I've fallen.
New Year's 2018. Man. It was a nightmare. I had a Joe moment. Okay.
My worst fall had nothing to do with drinking. My shoestring somehow got caught together. And I fell like face forward, like when you're sliding for a base in baseball, my wrist. I had like dirt all on my leg. Like, I'm just clumsy.
I had a fall like Joe too in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. I was like, come on guys, let's go this way. And then there was a step in the middle of the club for whatever reason.
Oh my gosh.
Is really off topic, but I flew like a bowling ball into the middle of like six guys and I thought I was going to get beat up. And I just like walked the other way. It was wild. But so I appreciate Joe's realness and the fact that he fell and that he let it be filmed and post and opt and Post-production.
I love a good fall as long as a person is okay and it's not me.
Oh, it don't matter if they're okay. I'm still going to laugh. I'm sorry.
I mean, I can't hold it in, but I'm going to want them to be okay. But, I mean, that's pretty much all we have for this show. What are your predictions for AfterBuzz
TV predictions?
My predictions are that Teresa is finally going to state how she really feels about Joe in the next couple episodes and what she really plans on doing with him. And I feel like Margaret's going to ride that train to her advantage.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting close to Melissa revealing that they have a surrogate and that there will be a child on the way. Because, I mean, she's 40 and it's a high-risk pregnancy, so they probably hired someone young and spunky that can carry a child and that can be healthy and carry it to full term. Not saying that Melissa couldn't.
Yeah.
But I think that will be coming up within at least next three episodes. It'll be revisited.
I like the word spunky. And I like your predictions. I think they're very good. All I was going to say for my predictions is that I think Teresa, that 12 hours is going to marinate. She's definitely going to bring up the Jill bait thing again because we know she can drag things out. So that's my predictions. So we will see next week if our predictions are true. Until next time, I'm Angel Saunders, and that's where you can find me on Instagram at Angel Saunders.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me all over the internet, including RussellRaySilva.com, and the link to this episode if you guys want to rewatch it. It's under shows, and it'll send you right to YouTube. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.